The Gemara Masechet Bava Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Omen Aleph, quotes the Asara Takonis that Ezra instituted as they came into Eretz Yisrael. And the first two were Shikarim B'Mincha B'Shabbos, that they should lean on Mincha, by Mincha Shabbos afternoon, B'Shem Yoshvei Kronos. People, and there's two Peshatim in the Rishonim. Rashi says, because there are people who are busy all week learning, all week working, they don't have the time to learn, and therefore Friday afternoon is the right time, Shabbos afternoon, when they're more available, is the time for them to learn. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggest is because Shabbos afternoon, people go home and they eat and they sleep, and if they weren't obligated and were worried that they're not going to spend any time on Shabbos learning Torah. That's why Ezra made up a rule that Shabbos afternoon, everybody, so to speak, has to come back to shul. What do they have to come back to shul for? They have to come back to shul to learn and not just waste their time. And in fact, the Mefarshim say, this is why we say Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, the Pasuk Vanis Filosi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzayim. As we look in Tehillim, Perek Samach Tes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Pasuk says, Yusichu by Yoshvei Shar Neginai Shaisei Sheicher. The people that sit around, drink wine, waste their time. We, Klal Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, don't spend our time that way. We, when we have a Shabbos afternoon, we spend the Shabbos afternoon learning. And therefore we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no greater Eis Rotzon. There is no greater Eis Rotzon by Hashem than if Jews take their free time and they spend their free time learning. That is the Eis Rotzon. And as we begin the shiur, it's worthwhile to repeat the words of the Sefer HaChinuch. V'achas min ha-mitzvus, says the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the mitzvus. And he says, v'yikav yisoy shekul neshonos olav. And that's the mitzvah that all other mitzvahs are based on. He mitzvus limud ha-Torah, the mitzvah of learning Torah. Ki belimud yeda adam ha-mitzvus v'yikai my son. By learning Torah, a person will know the mitzvahs and will fulfill those mitzvahs. Chazal taught us that we should lain in the place in the base of Knesses. To keep us focused on the Divrei Torah mitzvahs, because shvu v'shvua every week of the year, until we finish the entire Chamish Chum Shetayra. Ulfi Mash Shemanu, continues the Chinuch, Rav Yisrael Noigim Ayoyim L'Kroyser Kula B'Shon Achas, the meaning in most places as it is today is to lain all Chamish Chum Shetayra within 1 year. V'oit Chayvenu Chachamenu Zuchayinu L'Vracha, continues the Chinuch, L'Kroyser Kalecha V'echem Yisrael B'Beis B'Kol Shvu V'Shua. Everybody should read every week at home. K'may shekarnas b'makma kibbutz. V'zeh omram z'chayin l'vrocha. L'oilam yashlam odam parashiyosov imetzibur. So the Chinuch is saying that besides that there's a mitzvah to hear Kriyas HaTorah in shul, there's a separate mitzvah for one to learn every week the parashas Shavuah, which will give him an opportunity to study what he's learning even more. Continues the Gemara. in discussing the second takana of Ezra, v'shikayrin b'sheni b'chamishi, that we have Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursdays. Ask the Gemara, Ezra Tike, was that something that Ezra instituted? V'amikara m'sakna, that was in place from, as we'll see, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Tanya v'yelchu shloish shem v'midbar v'loy motzu mayim, Darshi Rishumas, those that learn Pshat in the Pasuk, Amru, that the Pshat is Ein Kavon, Ein Mayim, doesn't mean that they didn't have water, El Torah. Shenema, the Torah is compared to water, Hakol Tzomei L'chul Mayim. And what the Pasuk is teaching us, says the Gemara, Kivish Ocho Shloish Shom B'loi Toru, if they went 3 days without learning Nilu, they started to get exhausted. A Jew has to have Torah. Amda Nevi'im Reineim, the Nevi'im that were amongst them, V'tiktolam Sheikarim B'Torah B'Shabbos, that every Shabbos we read the Torah, Mafsik and Bech B'Shabbos, then Sunday we don't, then Karim B'Sheni, we lay on Monday, Mafsik and Shlish Revi, we don't on Tuesday, Wednesday, V'Karim B'Chamishi, then we do on Thursday, Mafsik and Erev Shabbos, we don't on Friday, Kadesh Shloyinu Shloishis Yom B'Loi Torah. There should never be a period of 3 days where Jews did not learn Torah. So we see here, asked the Gemara, that this takana of relating the Torah goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Ezra institute? Answers the Gemara, Mitkara tiknu chad gavra t'losa psukim. At the beginning, the rule was that one person should get an aliyah of three psukim. Inami t'losa gavra t'losa psukim, or three people reading each three psukim. Kenegi kahana vim Yisrael. Vasa who v'tiken, Ezra came and instituted t'losa gavri v'sar psukim, that you have to have three people getting aliyahs with a minimum of 10 psukim, keneged asar batlonim. As the Gemara Masechta Megillah teaches us that in every shul in those days there were asar batlonim. Rashi describes them, b'nei adam k'sherim b'teilim m'lachtum l'asim b'tzorch etzibar, people who did nothing but learn and deal with communal issues, ulav v'oikoyim l'beis ha'knesses, and they were always there to make sure that there should be their minyan in the beis ha'knesses, k'dei shiyu mitzuyin asor leis ha'tfilah, that there should always be 10 people there available for minyan, u'mispanesim shal tzibur, and it is the obligation of the community to support. It is the obligation of the community to support those people. As it seems from our Gemara, and this is the way David Ram explains our Gemara, the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah Friday afternoon, Shabbos afternoon, and the chiv of Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday are two separate chiyuvim. The chiv of Shabbos afternoon is, as the Gemara said, because of the Yoshvei Kronos. The chiv of Monday and Thursday is because they shouldn't have 3 days without learning Torah. There's a very big machloikus achroinim. We're learning now that you're supposed to read the Torah on Monday and Thursday. Is it specifically by Shachris, or is it any time during the day? The Dogma of Avah in Simen Kuf Lamed Hey Sif Aleph says that you could read it any time during the day. And according to the way our Gemara is to be understood, it seems that that's understandable, because the reason is you don't want to have 3 days. You don't want to have 3 days without learning Torah. So any time during the day, if we read the Torah, we're fine. However, the Shals of Tshuvas Yehuda Yala, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, quotes the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tefila Perik Yud Beis, Halacha Aleph says, Moshe Tikkun of Yisrael, Sheikarim B'Shabbos, U'B'Sheni V'Chamishi B'Shachris. So the Rambam says
that the Takara was to read the Torah by Shachris. But the Yehuda Ayala proves that certainly with the Evid, you could read Lane any time during the day. He says, the Mishnah Masechet Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, talks about the different times that we read from the Torah. And it says, B'sheni v'chamishi b'shabbos, b'mincha koyrim shloisha. B'sheni v'chamishi u'b'shabbos b'mincha koyrim shloisha. And the question is, why does the Rambam mention the Kriyas HaTorah of Monday and Thursday before he mentions the Chiv Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos afternoon by Mincha? An argument could be made that first the Rambam should have mentioned the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos by Mincha, because that's the first Kriyas HaTorah of the new Parsha every week. So when is the first time we read the new Parsha? Shabbos afternoon by Mincha, then Monday, then Thursday. So he says, the reason the Rambam mentioned it in this order, because the Rambam wanted to say that just like Shabbos afternoon, when do we read the Kaira in the afternoon, so too Monday and Thursday, if necessary, we could read Rikalein in the afternoon. Even though it's clear that this is the opinion of most Paiskim, that we could read the Torah all day if we didn't read it if we didn't read it in the morning, the raya of the Shas HaTshuvas Yehuda Yala may not be so compelling based on what we learned in our Gemara. Because our Gemara seems to teach us that there were two different, as we quoted our Dram a moment ago, there were two different takanas. There was a takana of Monday, Thursday, and Monday, Thursday goes back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The takana of Shabbos Mincha only came by Ezra. So it could be the Rambam is going according to the opinion, is going according to the order of how these minhagim were formed. At first there was Monday and Thursday, and then there was Shabbos afternoon. But it's not because the Rambam wants to teach us necessarily that we could lay in Monday and Thursday even the afternoon. When we learned the Gemara, and we spoke about Ezra's Takana of reading from the Torah Shabbos afternoon because of Yoshe Kronos, Sirashi says, because of people who are busy all week, they don't have a chance to learn, so at least they should get a chance Shabbos afternoon, another opportunity to learn. The Shita that we quoted, because that's when people would, people shouldn't waste their time. The Chasam Sofer, taking that approach, he says that there are people who unfortunately Shabbos afternoon waste their time. And it's a terrible Aveira. How is there a Kapora for that Aveira? The best Kapora for the Aveira is by learning Torah and adding in learning Torah. So Ezra saw that the fact that there are people who are wasting their time, Rachmal Tzlon, Shabbos afternoon, that people who are wasting their time, Shabbos afternoon, not learning, he knew that the only antidote to that is learning more. And how is that done? By adding another Kriyas HaTorah. The Miri has another interesting approach. He says, if we think about it, so they, until that time, we want to have, he says, that the same amount of people, Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, should all have the same amount of opportunity to learn to get an aliyah. So he says, on Monday, Thursday, Shabbos afternoon, we have Kahanim and Leviim getting two aliyahs, Kohen and Levi, by Monday morning, Thursday morning, Shabbos afternoon is 6. Then we have Shabbos morning is 8. So they have a total of 6 aliyahs for Kahanim and Levim between Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon, and 3 Yisraelim. Shabbos morning, we have 2 from Shevet Levi, and 5 Yisraelim. So if we add this all together, it's perfect. We have 8 Kahanim and Levim, which are 1 Shevet, and 8 Yisraelim, and that's how we keep it equal, that everybody should have the same opportunity to get an aliyah. The Rishonim ask, why did Ezra not also institute that they should lain Yontif afternoon? So the Rishonim say that since Yontif, the halacha is, we're allowed to do melacha of Eichel Nefesh. So on Shabbos, as we just discussed, there's a concern that people are not allowed to do melacha, and they're just going to waste their time. But in Yontif, where they're allowed to do melacha of Eichel Nefesh, preparing for the Sudas Yontif, so we're not worried that they're just wasting their time, and that's why they didn't institute laning Yontif afternoon. Another pshat that the Shibali Aleket suggests, the Shibali Aleket says that we know that it's the opinion of Rabbi Lezer in Masechta Beyo, Daf Tezvav and Beis, that the way Yontif should be spent is Kulala, I Kulal Hashem, I Kulal Lachem. So we could fulfill the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif according to Rabbi Lezer with Kulay Lachem. And therefore, there can't be an chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. The Tosfos Yontif, Masechta Megillah, asks, how do we lain on Shabbos Kriyas HaTorah, just like on the halacha is, we don't blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shem Yavarena Dal Ramas, why don't we have the same obligation? Why don't we have the same concern by Kriyas HaTorah? So what he answers, because the halacha is that one should not lain unless he prepares beforehand. If we look in the wording of the Gemara that speaks about Shema Yavirena, the concern is Shema Yavirena is V'yelech Eitzel Chacham. A person doesn't have to go to the Chacham to teach him if he already prepared himself. The Tosfos Shabbos gives a different terrace. He says Chazal never make a rule. Chazal never make a rule that will create that because of their concern the entire halacha will fall away. In other words, Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Doesn't fall on Shabbos every year. And especially we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. So even if Chazal said that when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, don't blow shofar, that doesn't mean we'll never blow shofar. We only won't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. But if Chazal are going to say, don't lain, because we're concerned Shem Yavarena Dal Rams Rishus Rabim, so we'll never lain. Chazal don't make a takana, a gzeira, which will completely uproot the halacha. Another explanation that the Masham gives in the Sefer Das Torah is that when it comes to the Sefer Torah, the halacha is that we're not allowed to, the Rama says this in Arachayim, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Yudalit. The halacha is you're not allowed to transport a Sefer Torah only for very specific purposes. So the entire concern of Shemi Yavireta Dalar Amos doesn't exist. What are we worried about, that you're going to move the Sefer Torah? Chazal were not concerned that people will move Sefer Torah, because you're not allowed to just move a Sefer Torah under normal circumstances.